as you get together to barbecue for the 4th with family, take a special look at the potato salad. And take pride. New research from the University of Utah shows Utah was home to the first known use of wild potatoes. We're talking about 11,000 years ago. Natural History Museum of Utah archaeology curator Lisbeth Lauterbach found evidence of starch from a particular strain of potato on stone tools at a site outside of Escalante.
There's monos and mitotes that occur throughout the site up until about 700 years ago. And we found these starch grains on pretty much tools from every layer. So it's this continuous use. And not only prehistorically continuous use, but the Mormon settlers who came into Escalante in the 1870s, they ate these tubers. They even called Escalante Valley Potato Valley after these tubers. And even today, one of the direct descendants of the pioneers grows it in his garden and still eats it today.
The discovery sheds new light on how prehistoric people lived in the desert southwest. It also could help hold the key for our future as well.
What we don't want to have happen with our food crops, which has been happening, is that our potato species that we all eat today, which is Solanum tuberosum, that gets wiped out by some fungal disease. So the scientists at the USDA are kind of investigating this species as a potential backup crop. It's resistant to disease, it's resistant to climate change, resistant to pests and things like that.
So we asked Lauterbach the most important question, how do these potatoes taste? Like chicken. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. She says they have a fluffy texture, a nutty flavor. Not at all like chicken. You can read more about the discovery right now on the Deseret News website.